Boston police are asking for the public's help in finding suspects in the killing of a Dorchester woman described as the innocent victim of a stray bullet. The shooting occurred as the city is taking new steps to try to get some guns off the street. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman was at a vigil last night for the woman who was killed walking through a park.
Everyone knew Grisel Sanchez as Chi-Chi. She was born in Dorchester and lived her whole life just a few blocks from Puddingstone Park, where she died. It was 10:30 Tuesday night when Sanchez and two friends went for a walk to buy cigarettes. They took a shortcut through the park. Frances Cruz, a longtime friend of Chi-Chi, heard what happened from one of the friends who was there.
As she was walking down, she yelled at her friends, "Get down, get down." All three went in the ground. Chi-Chi said, "I got hit, I got hit." And she was just covered in blood.
A single bullet hit Sanchez in the chest. She never got up. You could still see the blood in the path through the park where friends and family members left flowers and photos of Sanchez and lit candles at an evening vigil. Christina Vasquez is Grisel Sanchez's sister-in-law.
She was too young. She had three beautiful children and all these nieces and nephews. She was amazing. She was so fun.
My prayers go out to the family. It's too painful to even come here for the vigil tonight.
Boston Mayor Marty Walsh came to pay his respects and announced the renewal of a gun buyback program. A similar program last year took 385 guns off city streets.
If you know that your loved one has a gun in the house, you know, contact us, the police department, to let us know so we can come and take the gun.
Grisel Sanchez was the 16th murder victim in Boston this year. That's almost half as many as this time last year. But the number of shootings is way up. Boston Police Commissioner Bill Evans believes the guns are coming from out of state.
You know, I just read last week, Maine all of a sudden gave people permission to carry without a permit. When other states have laws that aren't as strict as ours, then the flow just is never ending.
At least three shots were fired near Puddingstone Park. Two bullets were found in an apartment across the street. Commissioner Evans believes they were fired by kids chasing one another.
A lot of these young kids think this is a video game, basically where they can shoot people and maybe they bounce back to life, you know. That's something we have to teach these kids. Life's precious.
Commissioner Evans is asking the public for help in finding those who killed Grisel Sanchez. She leaves behind three children, two sons, 11 and 14, and a daughter, 13 years old. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.